This week's parsha, Parshas Toldos, focuses on the concept of generations, of going from passing down from one parent to a child to the next generation. The obvious thought is we're referring to the Avos, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. We see at the beginning of the parsha that there was a short window of time that all three Avos were alive at the same time. And it's interesting to note that we have the word Toldos used by Noach, but yet the parsha isn't called Toldos, it's called Noach. Noach was not as successful as passing on from one generation to the next. However, the Meshech Chachma and others point out that the Dagesh, the emphasis in this week's parsha of passing for generations, is not only referring to Yitzchak and passing to Yaakov. And he talks about the fact that Rivka also has her Toldos, her generations pointed out. However, she is not as lucky as Yitzchak to have a father like Avram. She grew up in the house of Besuel. The Pesukim tell us she grew up in the house of Besuel. She grew up with a brother like Lavan. And the Medrash says that Rivka put into the world the concept of Kashoshana Bein Hachochim, like a rose among thorns. Klal Yisrael is referred to Kashoshana Bein Hachochim, a rose among thorns, that despite all the other nations that are the thorns, we can still retain and remain as a Shoshana, as a rose. Rivka, who grew up in a home that was full of all the wrong things, and we see that Lavan didn't even change his ways when Yaakov came to live by him, there was deceit, there was lying, etc., she was still able to grow and to become a Rivka. But what was the Yisoid? What did she have? Was it just, we know that she had good midos, but what was it that she had that gave her that ability to be that rose among thorns? And more than that, it was such a strong ability that she gave the seeds within Klal Yisrael that for generations we would always have that ability that despite the things going on around us to retain our Kedusha. And it's brought down very interesting, again, the Meshech Chachma and others brought a very interesting difference in Sara Yimenu and Rivka Yimenu. Sara saw a problem with Yishmael, and she felt at some point she needed to send him out of the house. The Ra, the evil, could not live within the same home as Yitzchak, and they would not be able to bring up Yitzchak properly if Yishmael would be there. Rivka, on the other hand, saw that Esav was there, and even to early on, Vayisrosu Abonim Bekirba, she knew from the time that she was already expecting that there was going to be a problem. But we never see that she ever had intentions to throw Esav out. Rather, she taught Yaakov how to be that Shoshana Ben Hachochim. She taught Yaakov that we don't always have the luxury of throwing someone out, of separating ourselves completely. Halavai, sometimes we could build walls around us and live in our own little Dalet Amos and not have to worry about the other things that are going on in the world. But that's not reality. Rivka understood that she was being Neshrash. She was giving the seeds into Klal Yisrael to learn how to live with an Esav, to learn how to live with evil in the home and yet still retain and to continue with the Mahalach of Kedusha. And that's how we see why was it Rivka that pushed Yaakov, that when he went in to get the brachas to Davka to wear Esav's clothing, she needed to see before sending him out of the home that he had that ability to still retain Hakol Kol Yaakov. And when Yitzchak Avinu felt him and said, yeah, I see that you're dressed and maybe even outwardly you look just like everyone else. You look like an Esav. You feel like an Esav. At the same time, though, you retain Hakol Kol Yaakov. You're still able to remain and to keep strong with who you are. That was the koyach that Yaakov had that kept him strong, im Lavan Garti Vitaryag Mitzvah Shamarti, that he lived by Lavan and was still able to keep strong. And that is the Yesoid that gets us and keeps us going now through Gullus, despite the fact that we living among the rest of the world and all that's going on among us, but that gives us that ability to still retain that we know, despite all the thorns, we are still the Shoshana, we are still the rose. Just one other interesting point that we hear often about tefillah, and tefillah is really how we start. Yitzchak and Rivka didn't have children, and says that Yitzchak davened. Why did Yitzchak feel the need to daven? He knew that Yitzchak was going to have a child. He knew that there was going to be a child. Maybe there'd be some difficulties along the way. What was his need for davening? Rav Dov Pivarsky from Ponovich says that it's important, and he gives a mashal. There was a king who gave his son a key, and he said, this key will open up the Eitzer. This key will open up all the treasures, everything that you need. And the son was excited. He got the key. He gave it over. Now he had all the treasures. But he was lazy, and the storehouse of all the good things were a little bit further away. And he never went. And his father said, I gave you the key. Why aren't you using it? I gave it to you. I gave you all that you need to be able to get to all the riches. And the answer is, someone's lazy, there still is, with even the key doesn't give you enough. Yitzchak understood that the Rebbe Shalom, when he gives us bracha, often the bracha comes in the form of a key. We can't sit back and expect it to come. Tefillah is our hishtadlus. Tefillah is our way. Yitzchak understood, yeah, I'm going to have a child, but the Rebbe Shalom is waiting for my tefillahs. The Rebbe Shalom is waiting for us. And that's how our outlook should be towards tefillah, that the bracha is there. However, all the bracha in the world, without us making the hishtadlus of opening the lock, of making the hishtadlus of making that connection, without that, the bracha remains still locked in the storehouse. It's there, but it's not for us to access. May it be zeicha that despite all going around us and the world that we live in, to retain our kedusha and to keep our ability to be who we are and to still have that kol Yaakov, and in addition to have all of our tefillos answered. Wishing everyone a great, relaxing, and uplifting Shabbos.